I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black. We're going exploring. Bob, what is Parker?
John, Parker Solar Probe was launched a few years ago to orbit the sun closer and closer and closer and closer to gather data of the inner atmosphere of the sun, the corona, but to do so in a very, very dangerous way. It's designed to be able to resist the very intense energy and heat of the sun, but this is still pretty risky. It has been moving closer and closer with each orbit. On Christmas Eve this year, the Parker Solar Probe set a record. It got within 3.8 million miles above the surface of the sun. That's only, what is it, about 20 times longer than the moon is from the Earth. This is really close. And it did so, it was traveling at 430,000 miles per hour. That's the fastest any human-made object has ever moved. But it did that flyby. And the question was, would it survive the passage? It's done other close-ups that were close flybys that were not much different. And so, yes, its success. We now have data from the spacecraft that it not only survived the flyby in great shape, which was not unexpected, but it also gathered actual science data, which will be they will be downloading over the next month or so. And so that's just more data to understand the processes that go on in the sun's atmosphere, the corona, very close to the surface. It has two more close flybys in its nominal mission later this year, one in March and the other in June. Those won't be quite as close, but they'll be comparable. Gathering more data. If it survives those two, it's a question, what will happen next? Well, it's still going to be in this orbit. Will they continue to fly it and maintain it, or is NASA going to end the mission at that point? We don't know. But what this is doing is it's teaching us a great deal about what the sun is like in those very close regions. And, you know, you can't really know what's going on until you get close. And getting close to the sun is not an easy thing to do. And yet, so the Parker Solar Probe is doing that.
Did they expect it to fail, Bob, that close?
I have a chart on Behind the Black showing their many, many, many close approaches that they've been doing for the last few years. And most of those approaches are really not that much different than this one. It was designed to survive this kind of thing. But, you know, you're dealing with something really difficult, and you just don't know if it will work. And it has worked. And so, actually, the way it's worked so well, there's no reason not to extend this mission.
And one of the things Bob has taught me over these years is we don't know nothing about the sun, nothing at all. We have anecdotes. That's the best we can do. Can't explain sunspots even. All right, we're going to Mars. What are we doing?
This is just a cool image that I posted during the Christmas week. And I did two long posts about this image because the first image I looked at it was a ridgeline that descends down into the giant canyon Valles Marineris. And that said, that's a great hiking route. And so I posted the picture showing where I think the hiking trail should be, running down the nose of this ridge. And it's really pretty spectacular. You're talking about descending a distance, elevation difference that is equivalent to is greater than Mount Everest. I also pointed out that the geology there suggests this isn't a great place because the entire cliff face appears to be separating from the plateau rim. The likelihood of a major collapse here in the geological near future is not unreasonable, John. And so what we have here is a great place to set a hiking trail and inns along the way, but it's not the ideal place because the whole thing might fall down at some point. It's a pretty spectacular avalanche. But that doesn't mean anything because Valles Marineris is 1,500 miles long. This cliff face goes for a long way, and there's a lot of other places you can build hiking trails and inns in the future, John.
And what's the gravity difference between Earth and Mars?
Mars is about 39% that of Earth, a little over one-third less than ours. It's a very steep trail, but you could do it because the gravity is so much
that's
less.
That's the kind of advantage us senior citizens like, Bob.
Yes.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.